Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It is so great to check in with Ann Swordfeger with Stratford Festival with the holidays fast approaching. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And we have, of course, looking ahead to our 2023 season with Stratford Festival, and big news if you want to get tickets.
Yes, we're having a special holiday presale this year. It starts December the 12th, so next week. And you can save up to 25% on ticket prices.
Wow, that's amazing. So tickets have been on sale for members, but it goes on sale for the general public with deals and savings, too. That is great news.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't gone on sale to the general public before Christmas before, so it's a great opportunity to get some Christmas presents. In the past, you've had to buy just gift cards. Now you can actually select shows and dates for the people on your list if you'd like to.
And the best way to get tickets, I would imagine, is through the website.
Yeah, well, no, both ways. you can do it by phone as well. But on Monday, you can start ordering online at noon. And then on Tuesday, 9 a.m., the phones open up. So that's 273-1600.
Oh, and we are so looking forward to the 2023 season. So many great shows. What do you want to spotlight this morning? I mean, where do you begin?
Well, I have to say the casting is coming in for Rent, and I am so excited about it. We really have an incredible group of people. We're going to be making our second casting announcement this morning, so why don't I leak a little bit of that information to you.
Okay.
Right now, one of the people who's coming is Andrea Maxset. She is right now on Broadway playing in Six, and she has just been hugely successful, as has that musical, winning all kinds of awards and acclaim. Robert Marcus is coming back to be in Rent with her. Colton Stewart is coming back. He started with us as a child in Music Man way back, like 15 years ago when I first started here.
Okay.
And then he came and he was a soloist in that amazing West Side Story with Paul Nolan and Shalina Kennedy that people remember so well.
Oh, yeah.
So Colton's coming back. He's just been a Disney prince. He's in Disenchanted. So thrilling to have him back. People will also be thrilled to know that Erica Peck is coming back. She, of course, was Magenta in Rocky Horror. And Lee Siegel, amazing. People will remember him really well from Jesus Christ Superstar. So just an incredible group of people that I know the festival lovers are going to be thrilled to see in Rent the Musical.
Oh, and we're so looking forward to Rent the Musical. That is going to be terrific. And a familiar face is going to be returning to Stratford. We haven't seen him for several years. He'll be being featured in King Lear.
That's right. Paul Gross is joining us to play King Lear. And another festival favorite, David Keeley, is going to be playing Kent. And I call that out because Paul Gross and David Keeley starred together in Hamlet, and they're very, very close friends, back 22 years ago in the year 2000.
So we've got familiar faces, new faces. It's going to be an amazing season for 2023 with Stratford Festival. We urge you to get your tickets. They go on sale for the general public starting this Monday with all the details, stratfordfestival.ca. Wow, what show are you looking forward to seeing next year, Anne? Is it Rent? Is that the one that tops your list?
Now that I know the casting, it sure is. You know what? I'm also looking forward to Spamalot because I only saw it in Las Vegas, where it was a really trimmed-down show. And the Broadway show was such a huge success. And I was talking to friends who used to live in New York, and they were talking about all the people that came to visit them when they were living in New York to see Spamalot. So they got me all enthused about that. I'm supposed to be getting them enthused.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's going to be really fun, too. And I also was out with a friend's child, and I saw a friend's grandchildren, actually. And so I was talking to them about A Wrinkle in Time, and they're sort of, 11 and 9, and they were saying they've already read the book. They're really looking forward to that. A Wrinkle in Time is not a book that I read as a child, so I'm looking forward to that one, to seeing that and discovering it for the first time. There's so many, could be so many great shows. You know, Chris Abraham's coming to direct Much Ado About Nothing, and it's going to star Graham Abbey and Mev Beatty.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be so wonderful. They were fantastic in Tartuffe pre-pandemic. So fantastic that it went on to play in Toronto as well. I think it's really going to be a great season.
It's going to be terrific.
You know, we had this wonderful season this year, and so many people came back despite worries about the pandemic, and we really need to get the crowds out again next year and even in even bigger numbers. So I hope that... people will come.
Oh, I think they will for sure. The 2023 season with Stratford Festival. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website. And we should remind folks, gift certificates are certainly available. There's all the great Stratford Festival swag. And Anne, I love the Stratfest elf that has been out and about on social media.
On so many shelves. but yeah, it is a great year for buying gifts this year, I think, with Rent, which appeals to so many people, with Spamalot, with that huge appeal, Wrinkle in Time for the grandkids or the kids. I think it's a great year to actually take advantage of having a holiday presale.
You bet. Absolutely. StratfordFestival.ca is the website. Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. And if we don't chat again, very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours. I know this is a busy time of year for you.
And to you as well and everybody out there. I hope we all have a great holiday season. I see the lights up, lights starting to be installed, and I have my own tree up. It's going to be just beautiful.